Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Now, here's Craig.
The don'ts and do's of leadership. In 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 22, the Apostle Paul puts together two unlikely words, flee and pursue. You may think those words are opposites, but actually they are partners in a leader's effectiveness. Godly leaders have don'ts and do's that help them operate at their peak effectiveness. It seems to me that the don'ts need to be attended to first, which will enable leaders to do the do's better. Or, as Paul might say it, flee the don'ts to pursue the do's. In verses 22 through 26, here is what we learn. Flee these don'ts. Don't pursue merely temporal desires. Don't engage in foolish arguments about meaningless things. Don't be quarrelsome. Don't resent others, even those who are opposing you. Pursue these do's. Do strive for righteousness, faith, love, and peace to be more evident in all of your relationships. Do be kind to everyone. Do learn to teach well, especially those who have been taken captive to do the devil's will. The do's require a full-time engagement of my time and energy, allowing me to continually grow in my faith in God and in my leadership acumen. The don'ts will cause my growth to plateau and then to stagnate. A mark of a godly leader is one who knows his don'ts and do's. So I challenge you, don't do the don'ts so that you can do the do's better, which will then allow your leadership influence to continue to grow. This is part 87 in my series on godly leadership. You can check out all of my posts in this series by clicking on the link I've shared in the show notes.
To get in touch with Craig, to read more posts, or to access the huge library of resources Craig has compiled, go to craigtowens.com.